The last-minute withdrawal of federal Green Party candidate Colin Nelthorpe left a void in the Barry-Innisfil riding, which could potentially put around 4,700 votes up for grabs based on 2019 election results. Nelthorpe, who is also president of Fierté Simcoe Pride, withdrew only days before the August 30 nomination deadline, indicating that the election was taking up too much of my time, and making it difficult to meet obligations to the Pride organization. The local Green Party was unable to field another candidate before the deadline. As a result, there will be no Green candidate in Barry-Innisfil for the September 20 election. The riding's four remaining federal candidates are putting forward their platforms as possible alternatives for Green supporters. Those candidates include Corrado Brancato, People's Party, incumbent John Brassard, Conservative, Alicia Gostkowski, NDP, and Lisa Marie Wilson, Liberal. Brassard said he was sorry to hear that there will be no Green Party candidate in this election. Our democracy thrives when there are varying opinions and debate, he said. I've always valued the perspective that former Green candidate Bonnie North brought with respect to the environment and other issues, including Canada's veterans, Brassard added. I have always been of the opinion that it doesn't matter whether an idea comes from the Conservative, Liberal, NDP or Green candidate. If it's a good idea and it benefits Canadians, then it should be considered. The Conservative Party launched its plan to secure the environment in April, he noted. The comprehensive plan will substantially achieve the same emissions reductions by 2030 as the Liberal government's current plan while creating jobs and growing the economy, Brassard said. This will allow us to meet Paris climate targets, but without imposing the $175 per ton punitive carbon tax the Liberals are proposing. This month's election is about securing the future for all Canadians coming out of the pandemic. Canada's Conservatives have a plan to benefit every region of the country while working to protect our environment, including our beautiful Lake Simcoe, said Brassard, who won the local MP's seat in 2019 with 23,765 votes, or 43.8%. Meanwhile, the Liberals say the environment is a critical issue this election. I believe that it is important that all political parties present a credible plan to tackle climate change, said Wilson, who also ran against Brassard in 2019, finishing in second place with 15,879 votes, or 29.2%. Climate change is real and Canadians want real action to fight it, she added. The Liberal government put into place Canada's first-ever climate plan, a plan that has grown more ambitious every year. Together, we've assembled the building blocks for a safe, healthy and prosperous net-zero emissions future. Wilson said the Liberal platform promises to create green jobs in communities across Canada and across sectors, cut pollution in heavy industry and make sure the oil and gas sector is net zero by 2050, boost clean and renewable power, end plastic waste by 2030, and protect more of the natural environment by creating 10 new national parks. We cannot let Erin O'Toole and the Conservatives roll back climate action, Wilson said. We need to move forward with an even more ambitious plan to tackle climate change, one that seizes the opportunities of the green economy and positions Canada for long-term economic growth, in every province and territory. For the NDP, Gostkowski says her party has taken on the role of climate advocates, even going so far as releasing one of the boldest action plans. I think Green Party supporters would be pleased to know that the NDP is taking our climate crisis seriously and we know we need to take action now, Gostkowski added. If I am elected as MP for Barry-Innisfil, I have pledged to put our environment at the top of the list of priorities. We need to protect our Lake Simcoe, our biodiversity and our lands. The NDP says its environmental platforms includes impactful emissions targets and the elimination of fossil fuel subsidies, requiring new buildings to be net zero and retrofitting old buildings by 2050, modernizing and expanding public transit, powering Canada with net zero electricity by 2030 and introducing smart grid technology, banning single-use plastics, and building a low-carbon economy. The NDP has pledged to consult Indigenous peoples and land protectors as well when making environmental decisions. I am proud to say that the NDP has been and will continue to step up for our environment, Gostkowski said. Brancato did not respond for comment on this story. In 2019, Green Party candidate Bonnie North received 4,716 votes, or 8.69% of the ballots cast, in Barry-Innisfil. In that same election, NDP candidate Pekka Rainio garnered 8,880 votes, or 16.37%. People's Party candidate Stephanie Robinson received 1,013 votes, or 1.87%, during the last federal election.